From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Josh Neighbors. The Missouri House sent 17 bills to the Senate this week, while the upper chamber virtually shut down while sending one bill over to the House. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
The bill in question would allow Kansas City Power and Light and St. Louis-based Ameren Missouri to recoup more of the cost of upgrading their infrastructure from their customers. Backers say it'll improve Missouri's power grid and spur job growth, while opponents say it'll lead to higher electric bills. GOP Senator Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City says the conflict and multiple filibusters actually helped them reach a solution.
I saw a Senate that came very much together, people who wanted to get this issue up for a vote.
Bills passed by the House this week include one that would reduce jobless benefits to 13 weeks if the unemployment rate drops below 6%. Next week, the House is set to debate a so-called revenge porn bill, while the Senate is expected to work on bills originally scheduled this week. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
A bill proposed by Missouri State Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield would put a blanket ban on texting or calling with a wireless handheld device while driving. The bill was heard by the Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee on Thursday. Missouri, Montana, and Arizona are the only three states that don't explicitly ban texting for all drivers. There were 21,700 crashes in Missouri involving a distracted driver in 2016. That's 13.7% of all crashes in the state that year. Some localities, such as Columbia, have passed their own ordinances banning texting and driving rather than waiting for action on the state level. The Missouri Senate spent the entire week hammering out differences over a bill supported by investor-owned electric companies, while the House actually defeated a bill backed by Governor Eric Greitens. The proposal would increase fines and jail time for killing or harming a police dog. It fell short of the 82 votes needed to pass after African-American House members accused GOP leaders of pushing a pro-police agenda while sitting on bills designed to address concerns after the fatal shooting of Michael Brown by a Ferguson police officer. Gail McCann Beatty of Kansas City is a top Democrat in the Missouri House.
The test will be over the next few weeks to really see will any of these bills make it through committee, and more importantly, will we actually see them on the floor?
The man serving as interim U.S. attorney for the Western District of Missouri may soon be able to lose the interim tag. Republican Senator Roy Blunt said Friday that President Donald Trump intends to nominate Timothy Garrison as U.S. attorney. Garrison has served in an interim role leading the Kansas City-based office since January. Garrison served as an assistant U.S. attorney in the district's Springfield office since 2007, prior to his appointment. He is previously a prosecutor in the Marine Corps. He is lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps Reserve and has served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Blunt says in a statement that Garrison, quote, has dedicated his career to keeping our communities and nations safe, end quote. Josh Neighbors, KBIA News, Columbia.